and B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Get it. Welcome to the show, dude.
Dude, every time he's got his podcast now, which is taking off, man. He's doing well for himself. Yeah. But, dude, his voice is getting more and more raspy. There's an episode in one of his podcasts where he's, like, taking speech lessons, and they're trying to, like, make his voice not scratchy. And so he, like, tries to do it a few times. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, him trying not to be scratchy.
Yeah, dude. Anyway.
At the end of the episode, he's like, you know, I just figured I'm going to sound like this for the rest of my life. And accepted it.
Until it blows out his voice completely.
You know, dude. That's it, dude.
All right. We got to keep things moving here. We can't talk about Steve-O's voice anymore. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com.
Yeah, dude.
So Amazon has nixed the Tiger King limited series starring Nicolas Cage as Joe Exotic. I didn't even know they were doing this because that sounds amazing. Anything Nicolas Cage does, I absolutely love. Anyway, Netflix obviously hit it big during the beginning of the pandemic with the docuseries about Joe Exotic and Tiger King. Like, it was
massive.
It was massive.
Everybody dressing up for it for Halloween.
But what they've learned and what actually Cage told Variety is that it was an excellent script, but Amazon ultimately felt that the material had become past tense. Tiger King was lightning in a bottle, but it has since faded and is no longer relevant, which I do kind of agree. Like, there's certain things you could just wring out too much, and now trying to keep it in, it's like, it was great. We all got to watch this crazy guy with, you know, bleach blonde mullet and jet black goatee limping around talking about his tigers and Carol Baskins who murdered her husband, but it's gone. It's done, you know?
You just hold on to the script for a while. A few years, maybe 4 or 5 years, to where it's like completely faded. Nobody's talking about it. Nobody can really remember it. Then you bring back the movie.
Yeah.
You know?
I think that's too soon right now.
That's a great idea.
Great idea. Yeah, let it marinate for a little bit. Because then when you bring it back, people are like, oh, yeah, I remember that. That was so crazy. We're going to watch it. And then it's Nicolas Cage, too, doing what Nicolas Cage does. Act crazy, man. Crazy. I don't know who the real Nicolas Cage is. That's the best part. Like, we don't know, out of all the characters he's played, like, which one is he closest to, you know?
I'm a Nicolas Cage fan. But there are people out there, and I know a few that are like, I cannot stand Nicolas Cage.
What?
It's either, like, you love or hate him. You know?
Dude, he has done literally like Oscar nominated performances, and then he's also done things like
C movies,
like
Sharknado.
Yeah, exactly. He's also done Tiger King miniseries. You know, he just does it all, man. I love it.
Come on, Gone in 60 Seconds,
amazing movie, dude. Con Air, Face Off, Snake Eyes. Are you kidding me?
Nice. Even like National Treasure. I thought that was entertaining.
Yeah. Oh, dude, all of those are fantastic. Good family fun, man.
Absolutely.
I'm going to have sex with the Declaration of Independence. Wait, what?
What?
So, if you were looking forward to it, not going to happen. What else we got? We got here. We'll save a robot. We'll say the robot marrying story for a different day because I talked
him
about old guys.
Feathery long hair in Con Air.
It's fantastic.
Longest, straightest hair.
That one scene where the wind's blowing through it. It's delightful. How about this? We'll end with this. A slip and slide in West Virginia has set a new Guinness World Record. It's probably no surprise that booze was involved. The whole thing was set up by a brewery. The record slide was 2,021 feet long, breaking the old record by 15 feet.
We got to go. Let's go.
Here's the thing. Can I be completely honest? I hate slip and slides. I hate them.
Why?
I hate slip and slides. All right. Here's why,
Hunter. Personality like a dead moth. You know that? How do you not like slip and slides?
Because here's why, Hunter. Okay, everyone's, we're having fun on slip and slides. This is great. First of all, I'm 35 years old. If I think that I'm not going to pull something or break something sliding down this lubed up piece of tarp, come on now. I've gone past. Also, too, I grew up on a farm, okay, which is great. However, farmland usually doesn't make the smoothest slip and slide services.
Surfaces. I mean, I can see that.
Not to mention ours was down. I'll do my best. Our farmhouse was on top of this hill, right? And so it was a perfect line down to the barn. However, at the bottom of this hill was all the gravel in front of the barn. Okay, so we had this moment. We had a time when we were just elated. We were living the high life, just whipping down this hill. But it came to a crashing halt because if you didn't slow down in time,
you crashed and burned and you'd get out. So here's the thing. Don't compare your crappy slip and slide to this Guinness World Record one. This one's delightful over here.
Ridiculous. Now, you know, if you're taking a rock to the booty hole on a slip and slide, I mean, come on.
You know what? I know you know this story because when I was a kid, our slip and slide had a exposed electrical wire at the end.
Yeah.
So we'd get electrocuted every time we hit the bump. And I still like slip and slide. So you have no room to talk.
Ridiculous.
You get on that slip and slide and you go down it.
Yeah, no, you could not pay me. And here's the worst part is Kiki loves slip and slides. I think her last birthday party.
Human.
That's ridiculous. You guys in your slip and slides. All right.
I hope you take
an exposed route to the taint, Hunter. I hope next time you go down, I hope that's what it is. Just right to the taint, the gooch.
I'll accept it because that's part of slip and sliding.
Ridiculous. What a horrible summertime activity. Horrible. All right.
Yeah.
That's going to do it for right. You know who hates slip and slides? Nick Cage hates slip and slides. I guarantee
No, he doesn't. He loves them.
All right. That's your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock